Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare at PSM, and we are here with Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank and praise God, of course, for another day's journey. Today is our prayer and intercession day, so our lines are open. Praise the Lamb of God. For those of you who would like to call in for special prayer, we have intercessors in queue, and we thank and praise God for them and the surrender of their schedules and the sacrifice of their time that they give in order, praise the Lamb of God, to pray for the people of God day in and day out. And we're just so thankful to have that type of team here at PSM, Praise the Lamb of God International. I just love the people of God. Hallelujah. And I love to see the people of God doing well. And I'm just excited about how God spoke on last night. Oh, my goodness. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful God we serve, that he just poured out of his spirit on last night and spoke to us on the page. And many of us have already grabbed some of those prophecies, praise the Lamb of God, and embraced them. to say hallelujah to the Lamb of God for all that he has done and all that he is doing. Praise the Lamb of God to cause us to be the people of God he wants us to be in this manifestation of promises season. And I say that without hesitation or a reservation. The famine is over. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is renewing, restoring, and bringing us back into the place where we should be. That's what God is doing. God is bringing us back into the place where we should be. Praise the Lamb of God so that we can walk with our heads up. Hallelujah. But our hearts humble. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And so that we can begin to develop a ministry, praise the Lamb of God, that's surrounded by, praise the Lamb of God, the kingdom of God, as God gives us those necessary tools to use in order to build, praise the Lamb of God, kingdom businesses and own kingdom properties and things of that nature, so that we, I'm going to say it until somebody get it, are able to buy, sell, and trade among ourselves, praise the Lamb of God, seeing that the book of Revelation reveals to us that we won't be able to buy, sell, nor trade unless we receive the mark of the beast. We will not be able to buy, sell, nor trade in the industry, praise the Lamb of God, in which we live unless we receive the mark of the beast. The best thing is to have your own economy. The best thing is to have your own trade center. Praise the Lamb of God, so you don't have to bow to the whims and the waves, praise the Lamb of God, of those who do not want to live according to the standards of the kingdom of our Christ. I'm going to live for Jesus. Hallelujah. I have made up in my mind, praise the Lamb of God, and this is what I will do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I bless each of you today as you're calling in and chiming in. Our intercessors are NQ, people of God, hallelujah, error code 646-564-9818, error code 646-564-9818 is the call-in number, and you can call in right now, praise the Lamb of God, and we bless God for each of you that's doing that already. Oh, my, my, I want to ask my intercessors to jump on top of praying over my new book. There has been so many complications with perfecting this book. Praise the Lamb of God. It holds some powerful keys, powerful nuggets of truth concerning, praise the Lamb of God, our relationship with God. Hallelujah. Yes, what we need to do in order, hallelujah, for the true revival and restoration of our country and our world to take place. It has so much in it. Praise the Lamb of God. This book entitled Fall on Your Knees, and I want to ask our intercessors to pray over that so that this book can go through the proper process and come out, praise the Lamb of God, to be put into the hands of the masses so that they can read it and understand what God desires from us in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, it is a hot little item, my God, and I want it to get out. I want it to get out. Praise the Lord, but there are so many forces working against us. Matter of fact, I woke up this morning, praise the Lamb of God, after a night of, not battling demons, even though the demonic spirits was present, but as I was going in these buildings and these churches and these fellowships, praise the Lamb of God, the demons were running. Praise the Lamb of God, they were running, and I was seeking them on behalf of others, praise the Lamb of God, but the demons kept moving because they did not want me to catch up with them. As I was leaving out of the building, a young man stopped me and he says, "You know what they're doing. They're moving because they're afraid of you. You are the only one that they fear that have came in here." Man, I'm telling you, it was such a strong, praise the Lamb of God, presence of demonic force. But every time I started walking, it started moving. And I was walking through the buildings trying to find the person that was possessed of the devil, but it kept moving, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. So to elude, you know, and to hide, praise the Lamb of God, it had something to do with that eluding and that hiding, praise the Lamb of God. But we cannot, our discernment must be strong in this season, and our discernment must be at a place, praise the Lamb of God, that we understand that Satan can play posse. Hello, light bulb, that spirit can become dormant and quiet when you walk up, praise the Lamb of God. And as soon as you leave, it can manifest. But we have to have our faith and spirits built up so that when we come into the presence of negative or dark spirits and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, we will feel it on contact. We will feel it on contact, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, what an exciting time. I'm telling you, God is just doing so much, and he's revealing so much. And I'm just trying to stay in that place with the Lord in this season, praise the Lamb of God, as we're coming into that fast season. Oh, my goodness, what a fast it's going to be. The Lord has already told me it's going to be just 7 days, but it's going to be 7 intense days, praise the Lamb of God. When he calls these days, we are going to begin them, praise the Lamb of God. He has not given me the start date, but he has told me that it's going to be an intense fast of 7 days, praise the Lamb of God. 7 days of fasting, praise the Lamb of God. Not 21 days, just 7. Isn't that funny? Praise the Lamb of God. Now that I think about it, 2014, you add it up, it equals 7. Praise the Lamb of God. 7 days. The 7 years of famine is over. The 7 years of plenty is beginning. A day, praise the Lamb of God, as a prophetic year. Oh, my goodness. 7 days of fasting. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 7 equal to 49. Praise the Lamb of God. That brings us into the 50th year of Jubilee. Oh, my goodness. 7 plays a very, very important number in the completion of things. As we prophesied last night, praise the Lamb of God, that in this season God is going to perfect that concerns us, praise the Lamb of God. He's going to complete the unfinished things. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I even mentioned books and stuff like that are unfinished, that God is going to finish them and cause us to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to get whatever resources we need in order to do that he would have us to do. This is awesome, praise the Lamb of God. 7 days of fasting, praise the Lamb of God. 7 straight days of intense fasting, praise the Lord. And we're going to go at it at 100% mass as God speaks it and reveals to us when that time will come, praise the Lamb of God, and what we are to surrender. One thing I do know, though, we're going to have to be in the steadfast presence of God. Hallelujah. We're going to have to be in the steadfast presence of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, let's move to our first prayer today as they are coming in sync here in row. Praise the Lamb of God. God, this is our first intercessor here, area code 586. How are you today?
I'm well. This is Althea. How are you?
This is Althea. You're well today? Althea, you're such a wonderful person of prayer. I thank God for you today, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you for being here with us. And Althea is going to lead us, the Lamb of God, again today in our general praying. She's going to lead us to the very throne of God, praise the Lamb of God. So let's get ready, people, hallelujah, to get into the presence of God today as the Lord brings refreshing to us. Oh, my goodness. Here is my song by Matt. Praise the Lamb of God. We're just going to let it rain a little bit. We're going to play that today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As our daughter comes and lead us for the sick, the shut in, for those that are bereaved. Hallelujah. Convalescent homes, those in hospital wards. We want you to know Jesus loves you today. We sing you the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That baby that needs that heart. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm believing God is already. Hallelujah, but Jesus loves you today. Jesus loves you, mother in the convalescent home. Jesus loves you, dad, who you haven't heard from your children. Jesus loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you in this hour, in this season. Woman whose husband has walked away, man whose wife, praise the Lamb of God, has chosen another over you. I want you to know Jesus loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. Young people, don't do yourselves no harm. Jesus loves you today. Hallelujah. We're praying for you, you and you, in this hour. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, daughter. Take us to the King.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord thy God. Oh, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we invite your spirit right now, Father God. We ask you to saturate this phone line, Father God, the frequencies, the airways, Father God, everything that's wireless, Father God, everything that's wired in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. We ask the Holy Spirit to arrest this line now in the name of Jesus. Saturate and take over the environment in my Lord and Savior. Father God, we lift up the shut and sick, Father God, the shutters and the sick, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior.
In the name of Jesus.
We ask you to heal them, Father God. We ask you to send the Holy Ghost anointing on them, Father God. We ask you to electrify the atmosphere, Father God. We ask you to bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. Hallelujah. Let them call your name in the name of Jesus. Glory unto the Lord thy God. Oh, you're the great I am, the sustainer and the redeemer. Hallelujah. Glory unto you, Father God. We lift up, Father God, all those who are in the nursing home, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to bless the elders, Father God, the mothers and the fathers that have gone before us, Father God. Let them know they're not forgotten in the name of Jesus, Father God. Just because they're in a nursing home, they are not forgotten, Father God. We ask you to put your spirit over them, Father God. Saturate them, Father God. Put your garment of praise and your garment of love over their shoulders, Father God. Let them know that they are loved, Father God, that they are needed in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch them, talk to them, minister to them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to place the right people in the atmosphere, Father God, that will love them with care and gentleness, Father God. Put people who know who you are, Father God, to speak the word of God in the atmosphere,
Jesus.
Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we need them still, Father God. They're the elder of the land in the name of Jesus. They have the wisdom that we need, Father God. Hallelujah. Give them an opportunity to impart that information unto someone else, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We still lift up our sister Bertha Pruitt, Father God, and Lisa and their family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue blessing them in peace, Father God. Continue rejuvenate their heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of unity come amongst their families, Father God. Hallelujah, that they will seek you early in the morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go into every prison wall, Father God. We have to go into the atmosphere, Father God, and every equipment, Father God, every staff member, Father God, even under the concrete, Father God, in the earth, Father God. We ask you to anoint them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the presence of the Lord be with them, Father God. Let the word of God come across them, Father God, and saturate their hearts, Father God, and renew their mind, Father God. Give them new eyes and new ears to hear who you are, Father God, because you are the great I am. You are the sustainer and the redeemer, Father God, because without you, we won't even be here, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for who you are, because you have given your only son, Father God. He laid his life down upon, Father God, for our transgressions, for our commission and omissions, Father God, for the sins of man, Father God. We give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. We continue asking to bless PSMI, Father God. Saturate this environment. Saturate everything that is touched. Saturate every person that hear and every person that see. Touch every staff member in the name of Jesus. Send your laborers, Father God. Quadruplate your laborers, Father God. Let them have the right spirit, Father God, the integrity, the sincerity, hallelujah, and that ability that they know your faith, and you know theirs, and you know their spirit, Father God, and you know their ways, Father God. So we ask you on this day, Father God, continue blessing the work of God in the name of Jesus, because gates of hell will not prevail, my Father, because you are God, you are almighty. You are the light of this world, and we want to be the light of God shining in this earth, Father God, seeking out those who are lost. Snatch them from the fire, Father God. Rescuing them, Father God. Hallelujah. We are your soldiers. We are your warriors, and we stand on the wall for you, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor on this day. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, sister. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for leading us to the throne of grace today. Praise the Lamb of God, opening up this dynamic show. Praise the Lamb of God, and allowing God to use you to be able to pray for others today right here at PSM Live. You're listening to us. You want to call in. The number is Erico 646. Erico 646-564-9818. Erico 646-564-9818 is the call-in number. And you can call in and be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Give your praise report. And at the same time, praise the Lamb of God. You're able, praise the Lamb, to be received intercessory prayer from our intercessors. Prophet Daryl Saunders is in queue. Praise the Lamb. Hello, Prophet.
How you doing this morning, Apostle?
Oh, the man of God is strong today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. After battling demons and in my sleep all night and chasing demons down, but the Lord let me know the victory is mine, that they are afraid of me. I ain't got to be afraid of them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's a wonderful thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Man, we got some prayer warriors in sync here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Divine favor is there. I see my granddaughter's there. Praise the Lamb of God. I think I saw Bertha Pruitt somewhere down the line here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That the woman of God. Hallelujah. We saw her. And then Prophet Daryl is here. Praise the Lamb. Listen, it's lining up just like we wanted to, and there is so much to be prayerful about in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Just so much. Oh, just so much. Boy, if we could really put it all on the wire, but we are going to pray today, praise the Lamb of God, for our sons and daughters, praise the Lord, our children. We must keep our young people covered, and we're going to be praying. Divine favor is going to come. Praise the Lamb of God in a few minutes, and pray for our youth. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray for them young men and young women. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, let me tell you something. This sex addiction is getting out of hand. It has gotten out of hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the age now of sexual exposure and sexual activity is mind-boggling. From when I was a kid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And it's going to take strong warriors. It's going to take some serious people to enter into prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then to be an example. Hallelujah. To these, our young people. I'm talking about our kingdom kids. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking about kingdom kids now. I'm talking about children who are reared and raised up in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. If we do not harness them, if we do not, praise the Lamb of God, keep them covered, they're going to be pregnant at alarming young ages. They're going to have all types of STD and other diseases. Praise of God that we don't even want to talk about. Hallelujah. So it's up to us, praise the Lamb of God, to bring this under subjection. In prayer, the spiritual battle must be fought. The spiritual battle must be won. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God will move. He will do what he said he would do if his people would call him. He said, cry out to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, will I not answer? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. So our daughter is coming in queue now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Divine favor, are you here, Andrea?
Yes, I'm right here, Prophet.
All right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to release
thank
this
you,
daughter.
Hallelujah.
To pray for these young people, all of this. Killing and in the schools and shootings and nonsensical killing. They said they had something happen over in a school in Hawaii. Praise the Lamb of God. This demon is just bouncing a bottlehead. It's just going from school to school, hopping and leaping wherever he can find someone to possess to do the dirty work. That's where he's landing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we call the devil a liar and the father of all lies. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We know he is under our feet because Christ put him there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And God has given us power to those of us that believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. God. That we shall cast evil spirits, demonic forces, in the holy name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So our daughter is coming. Oh, yes, praise the Lamb of God. She's going to lead us to the throne of grace. Right now, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, your daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to you today, oh, God. First of all, we repent of our sin, oh, God. God, your word says that we confess our sins, oh, God, that you're faithful and just to forgive us. God, we just stand in the gap right now, Lord God, loosing a spirit of repentance, oh, God, even over our youth, oh, God. God, we thank you for the spirit to convict them, oh, God, even now and to convert them, oh, God. God, we claim our youth for the kingdom. We claim them saved, healed, set free, and delivered, oh, God. We claim them hungering and thirsting for you, God. Your word is true, oh, God. You said they that hunger and thirst for you, oh, God, they shall be filled, oh, God. God, you said in your word, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, God. So we're claiming salvation to our youth, oh, God, our young boys, our young men, our young women, oh, God. God, even the youngest of the youngest, oh, God. God, you said suffer the little children to come unto you. Surely the kingdom of God is at hand, Father. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you're getting in the hearts of your minds of the children, oh, God. You're even using their instructors, oh, God. You're using the bus drivers, God. You're using whomever you see fit to use, God, to draw them in by your spirit, Father God. We thank you for the power of agreement today, God. We're in agreement today, oh, God.
Jesus.
God, you said that men ought to always pray and not to faint, God. We come to you, oh, God,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, asking you, oh, God, to move mightily on behalf of the youth, oh, God. We come against
the strong
man of murder, oh, God, that is going through the schools, oh, God, that is going through the communities, oh, God. And we're binding it to the blood of the cross right now. Spirit of murder, spirit of rage, oh, God, spirit of mental illness, spirit of bipolar, spirit of schizophrenia.
Yeah.
We come against the spirit, oh, God, hallelujah, Lord God, that is coming to destroy the minds of your youth and cause them to kill, oh, God, cause them to have rage in them, oh, God, to rape and to molest, oh, God, to even turn on their parents, oh, God. We come against the spirit right now, oh, God, and we lose your anointing, oh, God. We lose your love, oh, God. We lose salvation. We lose the spirit of repentance, oh, God. We thank you that, hallelujah, Holy Spirit is regulating minds right now. It's regulating chemicals and brains right now in your youth, oh, God. We thank you right now, the voice, oh, God, that the young people are feeling is being filled right now by your word, oh, God. God, put mentors in their life. Holy Ghost, save mentors, oh, God. People that love you for real. People that are on fire for you, oh, God. Cause their hearts and minds to be receptive, oh, God, to the wisdom and the knowledge that they're receiving, God. God, you said if any man lack it, God, let him ask of the Father to give us freely and upbraid us not, God. Well, we're standing in the gap for the youth, and we're asking you to pour out wisdom to them, Father. Wisdom, oh, God, in how they dress. Wisdom in their conversations. Wisdom, oh, God. We come against this spirit, God, that is attacking the technology, that is causing our children to not to be able to communicate, Father. We bind this spirit, oh, God, that is operating through the devil to cause them to feel like they have to communicate through technology. We thank you right now that you're getting it to the young men and that you're getting it to the young women, oh, God. And that you're causing them, hallelujah, to desire to open their mouth and to communicate, Father God. We're shutting it down right now. We're even coming against texting, oh God, and driving, oh God. Texting and walking, God. Texting, oh God, hallelujah, and conversating with parents, oh God. We're shutting it down right now, Father God. We're even lifting up the parents today, Father God. Even us as parents, oh God. Even spiritual parents. Even those that haven't actually birthed children, Father God. We're thanking you that we're standing in the gap. We're calling upon the four corners of the earth, the north, the south, the east, and the west wind. Lord, upon our nation right now, Father. Cause us as cancer, hallelujah, be women and men of integrity, oh God. Cause us, oh God, to repent, to apologize to our children, oh God, to let them know that we're not always right, Father. Help us to set standards, oh God. Help us to walk in integrity, Lord God. Help us to say what we say and mean what we say, Father God. Help us, oh God,
Jesus,
to follow through our punishment. God, even as single parents, they get rough sometimes, but we're asking you, Father God, to help us to be our God, to be our husband, to be our strength, oh God. God, to be our backbone, oh God. I've come against the spirit of fear, even in parents, oh God. Hallelujah, against these boys, oh God, and against these young ladies, hallelujah, because of the fear that their children might have hurt him, oh God. We bind the strong man of fear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We apply your blood right now. Move by your spirit, oh God. God, even this sexual identity crisis that is going on. Oh, we speak to the young women. We speak to the young men. You were created as boys and girls. You were created as a girl and a boy. We command the spirit, the strong man, to be exposed, oh God. For us not, hallelujah, the babysitter and the sugar-coated, oh God, but to call it out what it is. It's a lying spirit. And we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Lying spirit be exposed today. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. We're not ashamed to face you up and look at you. Because the word of God says, be not ashamed that they face it. We're calling you out today. We're losing the anointing right now. The fear of the Lord upon you. Oh, wherever there is confusion, we lose peace. Put the right people in their lives that they can open up and confess. We don't know why they do what they do, why they have turned. So we come against the spirit that would judge them, oh God. God, you're a God of love, oh God. And you say, well, love and kindness have I drawn men unto me. You say love covers a multitude of sins. So we lose love, oh. We don't lose the harshness of the judgment is sending people to hell, God. You are the only one and true judge, oh God. We come before you asking you for your wisdom, how to talk to them, how to deal with them, how to love them, oh God. How to get them the right help, oh God. Oh, yeah, you are, hallelujah, a wonderful counselor. But God, you have set counselors, oh God. You have set people in the vineyard. You have set them out, God, in the path of these young people. So, God, cause them, cause it not to be about money, going to sit down to talk with someone, Lord God. Cause them to pray, bring them up under their wings, oh God. Hallelujah. That we would get to the root of this thing, oh God. That it would be exposed, oh God. Hallelujah. And these people will not be walking as she's, God. God, we come against the spirit today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, sexual failure, come out right now. Be exposed. Hallelujah. You are who God created you to be in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Cause these people to seek out help, oh God. God, when they come to the church, don't let us turn them away, Lord God. Let us not judge them, oh God, but let the love of Jesus flow, Lord God. We just thank you right now. We calling them forth, oh God. We calling them forth. One by one, oh God, we're calling them forth. You're looking for a generation that will obey you, Lord God. Help us, oh God, as a more mature women and men, God, to be examples. Yes, we fall short in areas. Cause us to repent. Cause us to keep moving forward, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, we're calling forth the prophets, the evangelists, oh God. We're calling forth the bishops. We call them now forth even at a young age, God, that they know their call. They know their purpose, oh God. That they're even studying your word, oh God. We loosen anointing to want to sing and worship you, Father God. To want to listen to godly music, oh God, to want to be in the presence of the Lord, oh God, to want to call in the prayer lines, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come against shame and guilt, we come against the spirit of abandonment now, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit even of loneliness, God, fill the voice tonight in your youth, oh God, fill up, God, in the name of Jesus, do it for your glory now, we come in agreement, oh God, and we decree and declare the miracle signs and wonders of God. All of these prayers today, God, in Jesus' name, and it is so, and we sell it in heaven now. Amen, and thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. All right.
Thank you,
Jesus.
901.
Praise the 901 area code. Who's calling? 901 code.
Bless you, Prophet. This is Prophet Celestia from Memphis, Tennessee. I called into your show a long time ago. And God bless all the prophets and apostles on the phone. I'm just so glad to hear you all pray with fire. I'm originally from Detroit. And we moved here to the Memphis region. And, you know, you all are right online. I can feel the power of God because the unclean spirit is running rampant, not just in some regions all over the U.S., all over the world. And even though the young lady prayed so fervently for the young people, the reason the young people are so in distraught and dysfunctional in their gender and in sex is because there's so many older people that have gotten caught up in that movement. And because we're in the end time right now, There's so much going on where, remember, before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, before Noah's day was destroyed, prior to destruction or prior to a movement coming from heaven to purge the land, this was the force, this was the spirit that had attacked the people. And yeah. I know as a prophetess myself, I've been here 6 years. 3 of these years, there has been a vile woman down the street from me. What's happening is these people are monitoring and harassing and stalking apostles, prophets, and prophetesses of God to try to defile the temple of the Holy Spirit. But what they don't understand is just in the day when Jezebel killed multiple prophets and Elijah fled for his life, her end was worse than her beginning. God dealt with Jezebel. He dealt with Ahab. And they said the dogs, what, licked up their bones? And what's happening is things are going to start happening where those of us who are living holy and are not bowing down to the works of the flesh and who refuse to allow the devil to try to taint their anointing, what's going to happen is those people who are yielding their flesh. I am watching here in Memphis. A young lady told me that the students that are coming out of that haven't received their GED from high school, when they go to her facility for training, what's happening is, she said, 98% of every ethnic group that's coming out of the school system here in just this region alone is either homosexual or bisexual.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
That's,
from
that's,
ages
that's,
10 years, huh?
That's a across-the-board statistic right now, and that spirit is rampant. We have loosed it through government. It's going to get worse with the legalizing of drugs such as marijuana, what have you. It's going to get worse because those are all things to open up our spirits to cause us to become seduced by the spirits, praise the Lamb of God, that rule in that area, in that domain. That anybody who used to, from my day and time, used to get high, we'll tell you in a minute, it excites your sexual appetite. And so, you know, these kids are going to be, they're going to be worse as they grow up and be of age to purchase marijuana in any store or whatever, wherever they set up shops that they've set up, as they've done in Colorado. We're going to see a greater intensity of homosexuality, perversion, and all of this stuff. I mean, in a real wild way, voyeurism.
Well, we're seeing it right now here, here in Memphis as well. So, Prophet, the reason I called in is to ask you all, every Wednesday is the International Fast Day across the world in the apostolic realm where we fast. If you all can remember, because I have not heard of a clarion call globally yet of prophets and apostles to align, if it's not, but 3 to 5 minutes out of every Wednesday to bind that spirit. If we all connect to bind that spirit in our regions as we're covered by the blood of Jesus, because as
yes.
a prophetess, married prophetess of God, I know myself, it upsets me.
Well, we do it daily here. This is a daily operation.
Well, add my name to your prayer list, please, because
hallelujah.
What I'm seeing here, these older women here, these homosexual women of every ethnic group here, and particularly the one down the street, I'm seeing where people are taking hormones to change their gender. You can't tell what's what anymore. And because our precious president has legalized this mindset, they think they have a right to invade my privacy. I don't want no woman. I have a husband, been married 20 years, and it is repulsive. It is an insult to a holy God. And their minds are so twisted that they think they have a right to pursue people that they want. And that spirit has gotten on the teenagers and the children because they see what their mothers are doing, their aunts are doing. And so it's not, you know, we're praying for the children, but we got to go to the head. It's coming from a lot of the parents are already like that.
But you know, when you spoke to the president, and I understand, you know, his position and what have you on homosexuality, on same-sex marriage, and all of that. And I'm not standing with him. I'm not standing against him. But I do stand for what's right when it comes down to the Word of God. And
yes, sir.
That's always been my stance and my position. I vote for Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. And my stance as an apostle, as a prophet of God, is that the failure, praise the Lamb of God, is not in our presidency. The failure is in our homes, praise the Lamb of God. The failure is in our schools. When you allow rights to be given to any group of people who are pursuing other people to become like them, then that serves as a problem. When there is a vicious enlistment of converts to that, and then these are not people who were born, as they say, I was born homosexual. I was no. These are people who are being converted, who are being seduced to this lifestyle and to this action. And then if us as heterosexuals come against that to try to make sure that these children and these kids understand what being heterosexual is and this, that, and another, then they look at us as homosexual haters. In fact, we are the original lifestyle. According to the creative act of God, we are the original lifestyle of man and woman. And that's what upsets me, that it's not being taught. It should be taught in schools, and it should be taught in every facet of education and what have you. But this is a reason when these type of times come, God raised up prophets. God raise up men and women, praise the Lamb of God, who will stand for right and righteousness. And I believe today, praise the Lamb of God, that's where our stance is. And I think sometimes we cry in the wrong venue. And I think sometimes we cry in the wrong venue. And then I'm going to let you talk as soon as I say this. We cry in the wrong venue when we should be crying out, praise the Lamb of God, more in a public venue where a voice can be heard, and not necessarily in a Christian venue. Okay, go ahead.
What I meant when I mentioned the president, the intention for that was this. Because of what I'm seeing in our region in the South, any type of a twisted permission where a way has been given to make it easier for a lifestyle that we know is unbiblical occurs, what we're seeing here in the South is because the president has said it's okay to marry same sex, they're thinking from what we see here, oh, we have permission to marry women with women and men from men. So we also have permission that if I see that woman or that man that's married in a heterosexual relationship, but I want them, I now have the right to infringe my lifestyle, to pursue them and stalk them and change them and convert them against their will. That's a mindset of a rapist. That's a mindset of a terrorist, to do something to people that they don't want done, to be converted to something they don't want to be converted. And they just assume now they have all these rights to live and act and treat anybody any way they want to, and they're thinking that that's normal. And that's why I brought up the president, because he – pushed the law, and they're taking the, they're abusing the rights that he has given them. Maybe that's what I should have said, to inflict pain on other people's private lives. And what I've been doing, I've been crying out to God. First, I cried out in fear. You said the prayer in the wrong venue. Then I cried out in anger. Then I cried out for their souls. And then one day the Lord shocked me. I was praying for this woman that God would pull her to him, change her heart. And one day he told me, don't pray for her anymore. He has dealt with her. She has chosen to be the way she is. She has a hard heart toward the truth. And for me to just back off, keep worshiping him, praising him. And now the prophets and apostles, he let me know we have entered into a season where he's going to avenge us, because the prophets and apostles season is here in 2014. And so I'm excited to call in today because I can tell the intensity and the apostolic authority that your group has with binding these forces off of the men and women of God who has the same like anointing. And so I'm asking you to add me and my household to your prayer list, because there are many. Alicia, A-L-E-C-I-A, Beam, B-E-A-M.
All right. Well,
there are many prophets and apostles that don't know how to bind. See, we're in a supernatural battle, and if that vile spirit can take out all the prophets and apostles, who will be the voice for the people to pray their breakthrough? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so it's the adults. There are adults being stalked. There are adults being bullied. There are adults being harassed, and everybody's crying out, the children. Well, yeah, but if the adults can't protect their children because of the sin that they're doing themselves, everybody's going to be messed up. So we need a
Well, you know, when we talk about adults, we talk about people who are of age to make sound judgments and who have a will that is already solid in a belief system.
Right.
When we talk about children, we're talking about vulnerability at its best. When you start talking about grammar school, middle school, high school kids, you're talking about a weak, vulnerable age people. I remember when my son Timothy was with me when he was very young, and two women were on the street kissing each other very passionately, and his question to me was, "Daddy, what is that? What is that?" was his question to me. They're very impressionable, they're very vulnerable, and they're easily seduced to all of these things that's presented to them as a fad, as being in vogue, as being in sync with being cool and what's happening, and on the cutting edge of society. And so this is the way, through dress, through habits, through all types of venues that have been chosen now to seduce our young people into these lifestyles. And we must understand that if you're going to change a generation, then you must secure, praise the Lamb of God, the generation that's coming on. And that's why we point at the children. A 40-year-old, 50-year-old man that wants to leave his wife and go sleep with another man, then, you know, hey, like God told you about the woman, that's a reprobated mind. That's someone who has turned over themselves, and all you can do is pray for them, and then you live the life before them, because there's something wrong with that type of mindset. This disease of hell has been around before Jesus came. I mean, homosexuality all the way back to Sodom and Gomorrah, which mean it was before Sodom and Gomorrah during human government when there was no law. And so it has always been here. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed as a warning, but it did not eliminate homosexuality.
Well, my concern is why is she pursuing me, though? But my thing is for me to be pursued. 3 years, this woman, she parks her car. She doesn't think I know what she's doing. And she's been pursuing me. I guess she thinks, you know, they said that they do it like men pursue women. But that's sick. Even in itself, I'm a married woman. So they have no sense of decency, no sense of respect to relationships. She's making a total fool of herself. And she's putting herself in grave danger by pursuing a prophetess of the Most High God like that. So I avoid her at all costs. Most of the times I stay in my house, and I don't leave unless I see her car is gone, because she is crazy. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I have prayed hellfire, bound and loose, demons, cast stuff out. I said, Lord, why is he allowing me to go through this particular battle when I never lived that way? I've never desired to be that way. I'm trying to get a grasp, because every prophet and apostle goes through their own battle, and I'm trying to get a grasp.
Have you ever had a conversation with?
No, we've never talked. What happened
then,
is the neighborhood.
You shouldn't be walking around like you don't have power over that demon.
Well, that's
Amen.
What I'm saying is I've seen power. Well,
no,
God
you
has
said
shown
that
me.
You avoid her and you stay in your house. I wouldn't be a prisoner in my house for no demon sitting down in no car. Now, that's wrong on your part.
She has had
you,
many
you have
people
power
stalking me.
That's been given to you by the Lord Jesus upon believing
yes.
his word. According to Matthew 16:16, that you have power to cast out demons. That's a demonic spirit. Now tell one to come sit in front of my door.
Well, she don't sit in front of my house. What she does is waits till I leave my house, and then she follows me when I was working. She would have people following me.
Well, then just wait till the encounter comes. Just let her keep on following you and wave at her to let her know that you know it. Hi, how you doing? Every time you see us, just wave. Don't be fearful of the enemy. No,
Amen.
That's not God. He gave us that. No.
But she's
no.
aggressive. She's aggressive, apostle.
And you be just aggressive
there are
in
people,
your anointing.
There are people being killed here. Women are coming up missing here. There's human trafficking here. I'm telling you, there's a whole different realm to this spirit, this mindset of people that
human
I've ever
here
encountered.
In Detroit, there's people being missing here. There's human trafficking. There's people dying here.
I never
here
went
being...
through this in Detroit. I'm from Detroit. I never experienced
this. It's
in
here. It's here. They bust
it's here.
Sex rings, human trafficking every other week here in Detroit. They have a series on it on television. So
you all pray for me, because I had a dream that if she didn't stop, she was going to die. I had
but,
that
I mean,
dream.
The blood covering of Jesus is over you, and that's my thing. No weapon formed against you can prosper. I mean, this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. So, I'm just saying to you, you know.
I guess why is she pursuing me? Have you ever gone through something where an enemy pursued you and you didn't do nothing to them?
Yeah, I've gone through people pursuing me. Especially when if they find out that I'm going to allow them to pursue me without me saying anything, like I'm scared. That's a natural thing when somebody that's called bullying. That's what bullies
right.
do. When they
right.
find out that you're not going to do nothing, they do what they want to do.
So what should I do? Because the police don't say anything to her. They tell me don't say nothing to her because they deal with this in Memphis.
Of course, your battle is won in prayer. Hallelujah. Your battle is won in prayer, but just keep yourself equipped and keep your holy faith built up. So if you have to speak to the spirit within, we look at flesh too much. We look at the flesh
right.
and don't look at the spirit behind it. When I talk to a demon, I ain't talking to the person. I'm
right,
talking to
right.
the spirit. And I have never missed. Because I know I got the power.
Jesus.
Well, y'all pray
when
for
you know
me
you
that
got
that power
something,
will be
you know
activated.
You got it.
you pray for me,
right,
that part will be activated. You asked about prayer requests.
It's already activated, honey. You filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
We asked God to do stuff that he told you got already. Read Mark 16:16. You have it already. You're just not utilizing it.
That's where the part I want you to pray for me in that area.
Okay, we will do that.
I'm learning.
I gotta let this other prophet in. Prophet Daryl Saunders.
Oh, you know, Apostle, I'm over here like fish grease.
I knew you wanted to come on here. Well, I said, oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Prophet,
whatever y'all got to pray, whatever y'all want to do, deliverance, whatever you want to do with me today, I don't want to be the same when I get off this car.
Oh, you ain't going to be the same unless
yes,
you're talking to God. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost said.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost said you've been saved too long, and you know him. And the Bible says after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. Now, you got power over any demonic force. And if she's a lesbian, she's pursuing you, you say, hold up, devil. I'm not calling you a devil, but I'm calling what's in you a devil. I don't swing that way. I don't look at you like that. But if you want prayer, if you want to talk or anything, then we can talk. But so as you talking about,
when you start talking about Jesus, they're going to leave anyway.
Exactly.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when you start talking about the Lord Jesus, and all that, they leave anyway.
We come doing the faith. But if it don't grab hold to the reservoir of your belly, it's in void.
My God, my God.
Hello, somebody. Oh, somebody got quiet on me.
We can't. Now, we cannot be pumped by the enemy. No.
Amen.
Oh, now wait.
Amen.
Biblically, Elijah ran from Jezebel
so
when he heard she killed them prophets. Remember, Elijah did the same thing.
Yeah, Jezebel killed a lot of prophets. Almost killed Elijah because after God then gave him the victory, he went in a cave and got scared. He came back to his carnal self and started talking about Jezebel after me. God didn't just rain down fire. You didn't just kill 850 false prophets and running from Jezebel. Like God ain't got no power over her.
That's where I'm at right now.
As prophets. That's our stupidity as prophets. That's our lack of faith. And what did God come and tell them? You talking about you by yourself. I got 1,000 prophets ain't bowed to Baal. We think we out here alone. God said, you think you the only one? I got people everywhere. Hallelujah. That's on the promises. We got to get off the premises and stand on the promises. And let me tell you something else. Before you step out and start calling these spirits out and start coming up against these people with these demonic forces in public, you better know you're equipped to cast them out. Why are you messing that you can't handle?
Amen.
If you can't handle it, you better be quiet because it will come up on you. Satan will try you. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, that's why I am quiet and I've called in to you all because enough is enough. I can feel.
I think he hear
fire.
You on this airway?
Yes.
Okay. So don't be surprised if she be quiet when you get ready to go out.
If I what? Don't be surprised what?
Yeah, if she ain't sitting outside when you get ready to go out.
Well, my husband just got home, so she'd be a fool to do that.
All right. Gonna pray for you. We are definitely gonna pray for you. Hallelujah, because you put flesh in front of spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we just divine protection. That's number one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me see. We'll pray for that divine. Prophet Daryl, I'm going to need you to intercede for. Pray for that divine protection. And then we're going to pray that the Lord would open up her understanding of his word and the power that's hers. Hallelujah. Because if you are a prophetess of God, you can protect your husband. Praise the name of God.
Well,
hallelujah.
That's been happening, but I don't understand why I've been praying. I want her to stop. I just want it to stop, and it won't.
All right. We're going to pray for you right now. Come on, prophet. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Uh-oh. I'm sorry, prophet. I cut you off. Go ahead. Your mic is on, prophet.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. And I'm telling you this by experience, not what I've heard, what I have seen. I'm telling you what I know, what I have tried myself. You see what I'm telling you? See, with this thing, you cannot be weak. I don't care if it was a lesbian, somebody was schizophrenic and bipolar. If they see an inkling of fear in you, guess what? They're going to try you every time. Until you allow bulldog tenacity to step up in you. That demon ain't scared of your husband, and it ain't scared of you. But you got to have the fear of God in you to tell that demon
Christ
to shut
in
out.
You, the whole.
So I'm going to do what the Father told me to do. I'm going to pray for you, amen, and I'm going to. Matter of fact, even after the show, I'm going to continue to pray for you. Amen?
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's why I called in, because I called in and y'all were hitting it. The Lord said, call today. I said, why? And I didn't even mention it. Y'all brought it up. I said, okay, this is my day.
Okay. Apostle, you want me to pray now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace, O God. Father God, first and foremost, we just want to repent now. We want to repent for our religious ways, oh Father God. We want to repent for our foolishness ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, concerning the things of this world, oh Father God. Father God, we just ask you to look on our sister, oh God. We ask you, Father God, to allow your glory and allow your spirit, oh God, to rest in our belly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. God, for you declared in your word that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love, joy, peace, and a sound mind, oh God. God, we ask you to put a spirit in her, oh God, where she can rebuke with conviction, oh God, where she can rebuke with a spirit of love and meekness, oh God, because that is a soul that needs to be saved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, if there's anything in my sister, oh God, that the enemy is seeing, oh God, from the past, oh God, God, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We command every spirit that's trying to attach to her in the name of
Jesus.
We command every demon and every devil to uproot right now in the name of Jesus. You ain't got no power. You have no residence. You are an intruder. And we command you to loose your hold right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, when she get off this line, oh God, when she get off this show, oh God, let her come forth with boldness. Let her come forth with conviction, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every generational curse. In the name of Jesus, every form of godly, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We command every demon and every devil to loose them around her right now in the name of Jesus. Get out of her mind. Get out of her home. Get out of her environment in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every demon and every devil in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a loser and you are a liar in this season, in this hour, in the name of Jesus. We decree, we declare, and we proclaim healing and deliverance right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God, and we give you the glory now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God and amen.
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 All right, we're going to keep you in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to keep you in prayer. There's some more aspects of the show that we have to get into right now.
Yes,
but
sir. Thank you.
For your call-in. Continue to be a part. We're here 4 days a week, 12 to 2 o'clock p.m., Tuesday through Friday. And we would love you to be a part of our Facebook page, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. Praise the Lamb of God, PSMINTL. org. You can see us on the web, all of that. Love to have you participate. And we can help nurture you and grow you in those areas. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you should be groomed as a prophetess. What in this area should be solid already before somebody laid hands and consecrated you to the office of a prophetess. This should be taken care of already. I don't know if I'm interested in that right now, but I'm just saying that it's still some development you need. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Okay? All right.
Okay, thank you.
Be blessed. Uh-huh. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Got another caller here. Don't want to ignore you. Erico 804, area code.
Young Street of Hick.
804?
Yes.
Virginia, is that Virginia?
Yes, that's where I'm at.
All right, who's calling?
My name is Yoshida Hicks.
All right, Yoshida, and what can we do for you today?
Okay, well, my thing now is I've been having lots of visions and dreams that God has been showing me concerning just of my relationship with my children's father. We're not together now. He's back in the world and with someone else, and also with my son. My son is 21 years old, and God showed me a vision that I was praying over my son. And when he came in this particular day, you know, and I usually cannot talk to him about anything because he does not want to listen, but this day he was listening to me, and he turned around to me, and he was like, "Mom, pray for me." And I'm like, he showed me the vision that I had just saw. So I prayed over him, and when he left, I didn't know that he was going out to be in to get in any trouble. He left, and I found out that he was locked up down Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the Lord is doing a couple of things there. He's making you aware of some things, but he's also evidently drawing you closer to him so that he can reveal even more to you from a prophetic perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that you really need to get into order, praise the Lamb of God, that evidently has gone out of order by the breakup of you and your husband, this, that, and another, him going out in the world. Many times this devastates men and women when they lose a partner of life. This devastates us, and our focus and our vision becomes blurred, and the things that we should be taking care of, we're not, because our mind is somewhere else. And, you know, your son, praise the Lamb of God, of course, our children should be our priority in watching over them and making sure that they're engaged in the right things. But when you told me that the Lord showed you that yourself praying over your son, I knew he was in trouble right then. Right then,
wow.
I knew he was in trouble. Because the only thing the Lord was showing you that was going to get him out of trouble would be intercessory, should I say, process. Sometimes when the Lord shows you praying over somebody, it's not a one-time deal. Hello, light bulb. It's an intercession that needs to take place. In other words, you need to be praying over this child. You need to be interceding for this child, because this child is getting in to some stuff and about to get into some stuff that is not is going to be counterproductive. So we want to make sure, praise the name of God, first of all, that you are rooted and grounded in a word believing church. Can I say that is going on in your life, that you are in a word believing church?
Yeah.
And you attend there and what have you?
Yes.
Okay, then I want you to make sure that you don't break that, praise the Lamb of God. Then I want you to start studying, praise the Lamb of God, the Word of God from a more of a prophetic perspective. It's evident that you are one of the latter-day giftings. In the last days I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy.
Oh,
God is showing you prophetic concerning your home, concerning your marriage, concerning your house. So therefore you have the gifting, but you must nurture it, praise the Lamb of God, and keep your prayer life together, praise the Lamb of God, so that God can continue to reveal to you the things that he desires. So that's my thing with you today. But I'm going to pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your daughter called in today, Father, with such a powerful report concerning your visitation, your revelation to her concerning her family. And, Father, we stand in the gap today asking you, Father, to cover her son even while he's in prison. Hallelujah. I know you save people that's in prison. Hallelujah. That's why you put them there, so that they can bypass death on the streets. Hallelujah. That you have time to minister to them. Hallelujah, Father. So we thank you that you spared his life. Hallelujah. And that the time that he's doing now will be a perfect work in you. That there behind prison bars, he will find you. Hallelujah, for you are there, Father. And then, Father, for this mother, I pray, Father, that you would heal the hurts, hallelujah, that's on the inside, the scars of her heart and her spirit concerning the separation between her and her husband, Father. I know that you are God and you know what is best to do, hallelujah, in this situation, hallelujah. If it be your everlasting will, I know you can bring that husband home with a repentant heart, with a repentant mind, and a repentant lifestyle. Then, Father, hallelujah, I also know that you can strengthen her, hallelujah, building up her most holy faith, that she will trust in you and you alone, hallelujah, and walk, hallelujah, on the water of her experience. Yes, God, I pray, Father, that depression, hallelujah, will lift off of her, that you would give her the garment of praise, that she would find joy in you, joy in your word, joy in your spirit, joy knowing that you have chosen her just by the visitation. We bless you today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you, daughter. We thank God for you today. And you be blessed. Hallelujah. And we thank you for calling in today. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Darrell, for standing in for us, that man in the gap. Praise the Lord. Athelia, praise the Lamb, and those who have been with us thus far today. Praise the Lord. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful God we serve. What an awesome God we serve in this day and time. There's so many people that are hurting, that are needy, that need God in such a special way. And we thank God, hallelujah, that we can challenge some things. But one thing we must do, we must understand in this season, pray, people of God, hallelujah, that we cannot just go in the night quiet, fearful, shaking because of what the devil is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's just me, Prophet Darrell, but I read the last page. I read the last pages of Revelation. We victorious. Hallelujah. I read the last pages of the book of Revelation, and I found out we are victorious in the end. Hallelujah. That the church, hallelujah, the bride of Christ made herself white, put on white linen. Hallelujah. And made herself ready for the marriage of the bridegroom. So I know we win. Hallelujah. The Satan, Jezebel, the false prophet, and the Antichrist, all going to be thrown into the lake of fire. We win in the end. God is going to vindicate his prophets who are up under the altar, crying, not resting day or night, how long, holy and true, before you avenge our blood. And the Lord's reply is, wait just a little while. Hallelujah. To your brothers, come on. who's going to be martyred just like you were. We win in the end. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a glorious day coming. Praise the Lamb of God. When the sky gonna crack like glass, hallelujah. When tombstones gonna burst open, oh my goodness. When the dead in Christ is gonna rise at the sound of the trump, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We win in the end. We shall be caught up to meet him in the air, praise the Lamb of God. And not only that, but if we win in the end, we are more than conquerors now through him that loved us and gave his life for us. Don't be pumped by no demon or no devil when Christ in you is the hope of glory. Don't be pumped by no demon or no devil, praise the Lamb of God, when Christ is in you. Hallelujah. Stop calling on a God that's distant in the heavens. Christ is in you. Hallelujah. You turn on the inside of you and talk to God. You turn on the inside of yourself and talk with the Holy Ghost. You call on the power within you that God has given you and tell that devil to get back to the hot spot of hell. Stop telling people to go to hell and tell that devil to go to his house. That's his address. Hallelujah. Don't you be pumped. My God, my God. I get holy indignation. Y'all forgive me. I'm all right. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell does this to me sometime when he's on with me. Hallelujah.
Don't blame that on me, Apostle.
He said, don't blame that on me, Apostle. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Now listen. Prophet Darrell, I want to talk about so that I won't advertise false advertisement. Of course, we've been talking about the prophets, and this is right on point. Praise the Lamb of God, of where we dropped off yesterday at Moses in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, who was also one of the prophets, Prophet Darrell, who when God called him, shunned the responsibility. He didn't want to go. He was fearful. His timidity and his stammering tongue was his excuse for not wanting to go. Praise the Lamb of God, on the backside of the mountain when God called him from the flaming bush. But God sent him anyway and said, I'll give your brother Aaron to you as a mouthpiece. I will be your God. You will be my prophet. And Aaron will be your prophet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the Lord told him, don't be afraid of their faces. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't you be afraid of their faces. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Fear is not of God. That's a trick of the enemy. Hallelujah. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. And power. That's right. That's the word of God right there. And you have to know it in your knower. Down in your knower that you know that you know that you know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you have a sound mind. That's the helmet of salvation. Is you know you've been changed. You know the angels then signed your name. That's the helmet of salvation. Your knowledge of your salvation. Your knowledge of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Your knowledge of the encounters you have with God. Can't nobody punk me. Can't nobody make me believe and brainwash me into thinking I'm not God's man. Can't nobody tell me I don't have power over the devil. I know it, praise the Lamb of God. I ain't thinking it. I'm not believing it. I know that I know, praise the Lamb of God, in him in whom I believe. Hallelujah. I know in whom I trust, praise the Lamb of God. And this is my confidence, that when I pray, he hear me. Hallelujah. And I shall have the things that I ask for because I pray according to the will of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And I can say to you on this mountain, be thou moved, and it shall be cast into the sea. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. You better be able to command some things. Praise the Lamb of God. God has given you the authority. And we just want to cry, Lord, do it, Lord. The Lord be saying, I gave you the power to do it. I don't know why you won't do it. Why won't you do it?
Amen.
I gave you the power to do it. I gave you power over every devil. Why don't you cast them out? I'm giving you power over every devil. Hell, it's right there in your word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We won't utilize it. We won't utilize it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what we do? We take demons for pets. Yeah. We
say that again.
Prophet.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening. Praise the Lamb of God. We take demons for pets. Hallelujah. And we pass the time. We play around with them, and we play hide and go seek and all that with them, but not so. Hallelujah. Not so. I don't take demons for pets. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So Moses had to come up against a whole nation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he didn't recognize that greater was he that was with him than the whole nation, hallelujah, of Egypt and Pharaoh's throne. He didn't know how powerful heaven's throne was over the throne of man. He didn't know what God could do. But God utilized him, praise the Lamb of God. And after coming out and going into the wilderness, Moses finds himself up in the mount with God for 40 days. And while he was up there, God, with his own indelible penmanship, carved out the law from the side of the mountain and put the tablets of the Ten Commandments in his hand. Meanwhile, while this is going on, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the children of Israel is down at the foot of the mountain with a golden calf that they have employed Aaron to build. Praise the Lamb of God. Now,
amen.
A lot of people know this, but the first time you see the word fornication is right there, that they did revelry and they committed fornication. Praise the Lamb of God. The fornication they committed was that they gave their bodies to sexual involvement toward worshiping the idol, because the calf is the god of fertility, was known as the god of fertility. So invoke the demon and to please that demon, praise the Lamb of God, that idol, they went into an orgy. This is what fornication is called the first time it is mentioned in Scripture, first mentioned principle. And whatever it meant there, that's what it means anywhere you see it. The meaning of nothing changes. Hello, light bulbs. That's what it meant right there, praise the Lamb of God. When you read about fornication, its first mention of fornication in the Word of God is mentioned when they gave themselves to illicit sexual perversion before this idol. And Moses come down the mountain with the tablets. God tell him, get thee down from here, for the people have sinned a great sin.
Yeah.
Hello, light bulb.
For
the people have sinned a great sin. Now, I don't know if you all have noticed this on your TV shows and things of this nature, that they are showing a lot of parties now with masks over the faces of the people that have animal-like faces and things of that nature and demonic looks in these masks that they're wearing in their costume, and it's all about a sexual activity and perversion that they enter into these orgies and things of this nature. This is going on big time. I shared this some time ago. It's as if we're getting in a time machine and going back into the medieval period, praise the Lamb of God, and barbaric periods of the way they did things when it came down to sinfulness. And we're doing that because We have always been known here in America as a Christian country, praise the Lamb of God, and as a land that loved God. And so our country, praise the Lamb of God, would not allow these things. These things were taboo here. But now, with things being the way they are, that we celebrate people who do wrong, and those who are trying to do right, we throw them in jail. That's the way our country is set up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our movie stars can get caught with all kinds of drugs and go to jail and rehab and come out and star in movies and make millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
A football player is caught with a dog in a dog fight, and he's banned from football. That's how crazy our society is. That's how crazy we are. Hello, Light Bulbs.
Amen.
Yes.
So hold on. Papa Gail wants to say something.
Hey, Apostle, how you doing?
I'm fine, Pastor Gail. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. You know, when you were talking about the power that we have and the authority that we have, and you were talking about Moses was in fear. But, you know, every time when God gives us something to do or there's a mission or there's a battle, the first thing he tells us is to fear not. And what we have to recognize is that we have gone through our own personal Pentecost to be endued with the power that they were on the day of Pentecost. So when we don't recognize that we've had our own Pentecost, sometimes we back up off of the things and we don't trust God to do the things that he said that they are already done. So we have to go through faith just knowing that whatever it is that we're against, it's already done and we have already been defeated. We have not been defeated, but that demon or whatever it is or whatever fight we have, we're going to end up being victorious because God told us we were victorious. We have to see ourselves in the way that God sees us. And when we see ourselves the way that God sees us, we will see ourselves as giants and conquerors with the power
Hallelujah.
And the authority that he gave us. And he gave us that power and authority through our voices and through our mouths. So therefore, we have to be careful of what we say because those things come to pass.
That's true.
Amen.
We have to be careful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He has given us that power and that authority. And this is what he was telling Moses. He said, you shall go and say all that I command you to speak. Hallelujah. Moses' power really was in his mouth. As God's spokesman, God gives us power to speak like he speaks.
Absolutely.
Our problem is, praise the Lamb of God, we don't want to talk like God. You got to speak like God would speak.
Hallelujah.
I'm speaking on behalf of God when I cast out a demon. I'll tell a demon in a minute. I know you know me because you know this Christ voice.
Mm.
You know this Christos. You know Jesus. You know me. And I ain't taking authority over you as Michael Shakespeare. I'm taking authority over you as Jesus Christ.
That's it.
That's in me. Hello, light bulbs.
Hello.
Y'all ain't listening to me. Let me light you up. Put some machine gun on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, people of God, Moses was a man of like passions. And this is what I'm pointing out in his life, that he was a man just like you and I, flesh and blood, timid. But God built this man up through relationship. And I didn't get like this overnight.
Amen.
Through relationship, through prayer,
yeah.
hearing God calling my name in the night and in the morning. The going into his presence, and he telling me what's going to happen during the day, and it happens just like he says. Trial and error. Trusting God at untrusting times. Giving when I didn't have the gift, because God said do it. And then watch God bring the harvest. Listening to the Lord telling me, don't worry about nobody who threatened you. I'll kill them before I let them hurt you.
Jesus.
Never forget the night they locked me up downtown Detroit. The Lord said, if they don't let you out of here, by morning, I'll destroy this prison.
Yes, sir.
About 3 a.m., I was walking out the door. Hello, light bulbs. Because I was falsely accused. Our God. And yet somebody said, yeah, he'll destroy the prison. What happened when Paul and Silas went to jail? Prophet?
Yes, sir, Apostle.
Did the jailhouse rock?
It sure did.
Did the jail unlock?
It swung open.
Did the chains drop? Did the shackles break off? Did they leave out of jail that night?
No, they stayed right there.
Our problem is we don't believe the report. We don't believe God can do again what he did in days of old. But I do.
I believe him.
That crazy about God, to believe that he can still open up the Red Sea or Lake Michigan, whichever one it takes.
Jesus.
Elvis Presley wrote that song.
I'm still that crazy to believe that if he tell me to do something, and the whole world was suffering, that birds will bring me food to eat.
Okay.
I'm still that crazy to believe that somehow he will supernaturally provide for me. I'm that crazy to believe it. And I'm still crazy enough to walk in at the command of God, not on my own. But if God told me to put my finger on the president's nose and tell him what thus says the Lord, I'm still crazy enough to believe that God will go with me. Hallelujah. That he will go with me. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, you got it. That's where you have to be. Moses gets in a situation, his innocence. I want to just talk about this a few minutes. And when he goes down and he has this confrontation with the people about this orgy and everything before this feast, is the Lamb of God. It's right there in your Bible in the book of Exodus. Prophet don't make up nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in your Bibles. Praise the Lamb of God. How the people came against. Praise the Lamb of God. And all of this. And Moses had to break the tablet. It's right there in your Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Genesis and Exodus. It's right there. Praise the Lamb of God. In Exodus, rather. And when he does this, he had to go back up in the mountain for another 40 days so that God can do again the second time what he had done to replace, praise the Lamb of God, those tablets. So Moses goes back the second time, and God is so angry with the people until he tells Moses, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill them all. And Moses, in his great intercession, and what I call in my little book, the Calling Burden of Intercessory Prayer, the Gaffer's Anointing. Moses stands in the gap for the people, and he pleads to God. In prayer, he pleads to God and say, no, don't do this. It'll make you look bad. Don't do this. Hallelujah. I pray thee. And then he tells God, he says, take me. I'll be the sacrifice. God said, no, I'll start over with you. I'll make a great nation out of you. Now, this was Moses' time. take Abraham's place. Moses could have been the father of the nations. But Moses said, no, you already promised that to Abraham, to Isaac and Jacob. You can't go back on your word and your covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You promised that you would bring this people out and return them to the land that you promised your friend. So now remember Abraham. Remember Abraham, your friend. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, you can call God's word back to him. You can call God's promises back to him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know, boy. My mother used to tell me all the time, when you get in a real tight and you need something from the Lord, you just tell him you Ruth's boy, because that's what he calls me. And I trust me on this. I have used it, too. As I have told God, my mother told me to tell you that I'm Ruth's child and that you would heal and that you would come to my rescue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On Moses' behalf, God comes up with a plan B and said, I'm going to kill all of them over the period of time that they're in the wilderness, but I'm going to let their children go in. I'm going to let their children go in. So no one really went into the promised land but Joshua and Caleb. Moses didn't even go in because of his sin of striking the rock when God told him to speak to it, that the water would gush forth. But people can frustrate leadership. People can frustrate you of God to a point that they'll make you sin. And you must understand that about Moses. Now, on one hand, Moses is interceding for him. On the next hand, he's cussing him out. He told him, drink, you rebels. God told him, say, speak to the rock and tell the waters to come forth. And Moses was so mad, he took his rod and struck the rock and cursed God's people. And a price he had to pay for was he could not go into the promised land. Hallelujah. You got to understand, you got to keep your cool and recognize that the people that you ministered to, they will drive you crazy. Pastor Gail. Pastor Prophet Daryl Saunders. When you think the people are yours, God going to show you they not.
I know they ain't mine. God killed for them.
Hello, light bulb. When you start thinking that they're your people, God going to show you their true hearts. Hallelujah. These are God's people. These are God's. Don't claim them. Hallelujah. Many a pastor have been stuck when God has been trying to promote them because they're so wrapped up in a people. And God be looking at them saying, those are my people. I'll provide for them. I have somewhere else for you to be. And you better understand, praise the Lamb of God, as a man and woman of God, that you need to remain flexible at what God can do with you and for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm letting out something on you today. Remain flexible. Wherever you lead, I will follow. Back there again. Where you lead, I will follow. All the way. Praise the Lamb of God. Not part of the way. Not I find me a resting place, but all the way. Where you lead, Lord, I'll follow. Praise the Lamb of God. So Moses is there. He intercedes for the people. He gets life spared. He comes back down 40 days later. I wish somebody would get this numbering system down back with these 80s and these 40s. Praise the Lamb of God. 40 years Moses spent, praise the Lamb of God, in the house of Pharaoh. 40 years he spent. Praise the Lamb of God, before he came to the burning bush. Now 40 years he in the wilderness. Now he got to spend 40 days twice Praise the Lamb of God in the Mount of God with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But at this juncture, praise the Lamb of God, when Moses is up here this time, the Lord asked him a question. He said, ask what you will. And Moses said, show me your glory. I know there's more of you than what you've revealed to me. Ooh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful blank check for God to put in your hand. Say, ask me for what you want. Moses could have said, I want you to take my son and my children's children and make them kings and queens to sit on the throne until you return. I want you to do, Moses says, show me your glory. I got to see more of what I'm feeling. Woo! I got to see more of what I'm encountering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want more of you. Hallelujah. So the Lord looked at him and said, to behold my face would be death. But tomorrow about this time, I'm going to come by. And I'm going to put my hand in your face and hide you in the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah. And when I'm departing from you, I'm going to remove my hand from over your face. And I'm going to show you my backside. And I'm going to let you see all my glory. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah. Glory from the backside. Boy, I tell you, for God to be able to do that, it changed the very countenance of Moses. It changed his skin texture. It changed the light in his face. Praise the Lamb of God. It did something to Moses. It gave Moses renewed strength. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. His life span became, y'all ain't going to like this, praise the Lamb of God, an eternal lifespan because he was exposed to God on that level. I'm going to prove it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When Moses comes down out of the mountain, his face shone so bright until they had to cover it. They couldn't look upon his face. His face shone so bright until the people couldn't look at him. And the veil is... Hallelujah. Moses talked with God face to face, the Bible said, in the tabernacle. Moses had some encounters that nobody else has. Hallelujah. He talked face to face with God out there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Moses brought water from the rocks, quails from the sea. My God. Roasted in midair. Ready to eat when they came into the camp of the children of Israel. Heaven's food God gave them out in the wilderness. Took them across the desert of sin. Took them across the wilderness. 40 years. The enemy was afraid to touch them. Y'all know about Balaam and Balak. Praise the Lamb of God. When King is going to go and find a prophet to curse the children of Israel. Took them up on a high mountain and said, curse them, and I'll give you all of this. I'll make you rich if you curse. He said, I can't curse who God has blessed. Neither can I bless who God has cursed. I cannot curse who God has blessed. I don't think you heard that, people of God. Hallelujah. And I cannot bless who God has cursed. My God. He said, but if you can get them to sin against their God, then I can curse them. Mm-hmm. You can get them to disobey God, Hallelujah. That's the that's the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord. Then you can get them in a vulnerable position, and I'll be able to curse them. People of God, let me tell you something. Your walk with God is so important. Your walk and your stability in God is so important, and you got to understand this. We still have an accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah. You got to understand, people of God, that you must maintain your relationship with God so that you will know, hallelujah, your standing with him. See, that's sometimes, I don't know about Prophet Darrell, Pastor Gail, sometimes I get into a place, granddaughter, I get into a place where I don't feel the presence of God on the level that I have felt him in my private. I ain't talking about in church now. I'm talking about my private prayer life. My meditation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Those are the times that I go in question and say, Lord, are things well with us? Hallelujah. Are things well? Have I did something? Said something? That I need to deal with? Because if I did, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I've apologized to the Holy Ghost over and over and over again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If I've hurt your feelings, Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus. If I've caused you to quench, forgive me. Because
yes,
it was not my heart,
Jesus,
that did this thing. I love you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have to call yourself in check to make sure you're not in a position where the enemy can curse you. Now watch this. Now this gets sticky because the flip side of the coin is this, Prophet Darrell. We set ourselves up for God to let the enemy test us because he know you're not going to bow.
You're not going to bow.
That's right. I'm bowing today.
Okay.
We put ourselves in a position that God is able to put you to the test. He said, Satan, handle him. But here are some restrictions. Don't kill him. Don't touch him. And don't do this or that. But other than that, you can try him. He will not bow to you. He did it to Job. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, he did.
He did it to Job. He said, come on now. I know you didn't read that little. Maybe you think the book name is Job. It's J-O-B. It's Job.
Job.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Job, you need to read it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. He was perfect and upright, one of God,
mm-hmm.
and shunned the appearance of evil. And one day when the sons of God went before the Lord, Satan went with them. And God asked Satan, where you been and what you been doing? He said, I've been going to and fro through the earth, see what I can devour. And God asked him, have you considered my servant Job? God brought Job's name up.
Yeah.
He didn't bring it up.
Job.
God brought it up.
That's right.
Hallelujah. God turned Satan's attention on Job.
Yeah.
He said, does Job fear God for naught? You have put a hedge about him. You have blessed him. You gave him everything. He said, but if you let me take away what you've given him, he'll curse you. That lets us know that Satan believed that we follow God for material things.
Yeah.
You can't bow to God. Hallelujah. I want you to know the more that Moses spent time with God, the less time he spent with the people.
Right.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna like that one.
Keep preaching, man.
The more time he spent with God, the less time he spent with the people. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they no longer could satisfy his appetite. His social appetite was messed up. When you hang with God long enough, your social appetite gets messed up.
Yep, that's true.
Stay with God long enough, y'all not listening to me. Your social appetite gets messed up.
Yes, it will.
Hallelujah. That's why when I see Christians and saints always running out to hang with a crowd, I know you ain't spending a lot of time with God.
Mm-hmm.
You're always with the crowd. You're always with the crowd. You're always going with them. You're always going with them. You're always going. No, you ain't spending a lot of time with God. Because when you spend a lot of time with God, people will irritate you just to be in their presence.
You need to say that slow so somebody can catch it.
Spend a lot of time with God. I'm talking about in prayer, in the Word, in the Spirit. People will irritate you.
They irritate your kidney.
Foolishness will irritate you.
Yeah.
Arguing and cussing gonna irritate you.
You better say that. I can't take it.
Messages going off about stuff that don't even matter is gonna irritate you. You ain't gonna want to be around those people.
Because
you didn't spend too much time with God. He has messed up your social arena. Your social appetite is messed up. He done given you a new kind of diet, and you're not aware of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Then you be saying, "Why? Well, I don't know why I get so frustrated, irritated when I'm around." I'll be praying, "Lord, help. Is it me? Is it my attitude?" No. It's just that you've been exposed to God.
They got exposed to the attitude.
Righteousness, joy, and all that. You've been exposed to it. It becomes difficult, praise the Lamb of God, for you to operate with people. So you find yourself kind of reclusive. Hallelujah. You find yourself easy to go in your room and close the door. And they won't think you're acting funny, and it's not, praise the Lamb of God. You're acting funny because it's not an act. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Moses. Journey, praise the Lamb. Give me a couple of more minutes here. Moses' journey across the Sinai Desert, praise the Lamb of God, to bring the people to the periphery of the Promised Land was an amazing one. Now watch this now. I told you I was going to prove something to you. When Moses gets to the end of his journey, look what the Bible says about Moses. The light in his face had not gone out. He still had his shine. Number two, physical strength was still as it was when he was a young man. Number three, his mind was just as strong for recall as it was when he left Egypt. Those three things were intact. Does not sound like a person that's ready to die. Watch this now. With all this glory on Moses, says, so Moses went up into the mountain and the Lord and died and the Lord buried him. But nobody can find Moses' grave.
Amen.
Watch now. Centuries later, Moses shows up on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus, Peter, James, and John, and Elijah. Elijah didn't die either. He shows up there talking to Jesus. Now remember, Jesus hadn't died and went in the grave to redeem them that was in the grave. So the only way you could see him prior to him being resurrected from the grave is that you were transliterate, that you was translated. Okay. Y'all get that one day when you go back to Sunday school, you'll understand what I just told you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The only way those who had died in the faith prior to the coming of Jesus Christ were still in waiting for their redemption. Moses, Elijah, and Enoch did not die. That's what I'm submitting to you. So they could show up and have a conversation with Jesus because they didn't see death. But even Abraham, as close as he was to God, he died and was waiting on the consolation of Israel, which was Jesus Christ to come. Praise the Lamb of God. What a servant, what a prophet, what a man to be able to live, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, all these days, and God takes him to the top of the mount and let him look in promise. I'll let you see it, but you can't go in. But you can come into my paradise. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Salute to our man today. Praise the Lamb of God. We salute the man Moses. Hallelujah. As we conclude this portion, praise the Lamb of God. Then when we come back, we will next week we will deal with some more prophetic people, praise the Lamb of God, that I want you to get to know. But it was good hanging out with Moses these few days. Hallelujah. Now, let me praise the Lamb of God. We don't have that much time. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, get closer to God in your life. Hallelujah. This is at the set of the show. The Lord has said he's going to put us on a seven-day fast, people of God. 7 days of intense fasting, not 21, seven. He has not given me the menu, but he told me it was going to be an intense 7 days. He did tell me that we was going to have to meet him 3 times a day in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I think we're going to set that up as a prayer call. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I felt the Holy Ghost when I said that, too. Praise the Lamb of God. I think it was a 3 times a day prayer call. Hallelujah. So that we can come together and pray during this fast time. Now, I hope some of you are going to be fasting with me. If you're not, then you're not. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But for those of us who want what God has for us in this season, God's going to do mighty powerful for us. Praise the Lamb of God. I told you I've just been praying and listening at what the Lord will have us to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I'm hearing the number 7. Praise of the 7th day. Praise God. We'll know for sure about the top of the week. Hallelujah. We will be releasing it, so we'll know. Thank you, Father, for your hand being on the Son. I love you today, Lord. I give you praise. I give you praise, Father. Hallelujah. Get glory from all I do. Get glory,
yes,
Father. Get glory.
Yes, God.
Get glory. Hallelujah. Don't forget, tonight is our prayer call. Our prayer call tonight, praise the Lamb of God, is posted on our pages. Praise the Lamb of God. You can get that phone number. Let me see who's here. Who has the phone number for the prayer call tonight? Anybody have it right on you right there? Come on now. Huh?
You got the number for the prayer call tonight. Get it on the line.
We need the prayer call number. I want to get. Hallelujah. Well, we don't have it. Tonight we have a 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time prayer call. This will be our last Friday night prayer call for a minute, unless we're using it fast. We're moving the prayer call to Thursday. Thursday is going to be our prayer call after tonight. Thursday is going to be our prayer call night. We're going to have prayer, hallelujah, on the telephone line together, hallelujah, at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday night, and then we're going to enter into our prophetic flow on the page on Thursday night. Praise the Lamb of God. This was placed on my heart to prepare us, praise the Lamb of God, for the prophetic flow. And the Lord promises it's going to be intense and powerful as we invoke the presence of the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. So get ready for some changes, but their changes are for the better. Hallelujah. We're also establishing calls across the nation in the different time zones. We're working this out also. Praise the Lamb of God so that everyone can get a chance to be on the prayer call. Hallelujah. Yes. We're going to do that. So meet us tonight on the prayer call. Praise the Lamb of God at 2 p.m. It'll be posted all over the page. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, Prophet Darrell, do I love some Prophet Darrell today. Praise the Lamb of God with us. Love you, man of God. Athelia, who's been with us, she just is patient, just been sitting here all the time with us. Praise the Lamb of God, saying amen when she could.
Amen.
Thank you. Such wonderful Athelia, and then for praise the Lamb of God, my granddaughter and Andrea, who called in and intercede for us, and those of you that pray, thank you so much. Out of time now, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you this, don't miss your first fruits. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, if you need to talk to me, inbox me. And let's talk about your first fruits. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't mess up with God in this season. Don't mess up with your tithes and offering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You need to talk to me. Inbox me. And let's talk about it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you. I have faith in God that your faith is increasing, that the word of God is being enriched in you through our teachings, and that you are becoming a better person, a better believer, because of the enrichment of God upon your life. I pray now, hallelujah, that your weekend be great, but not as great, hallelujah, as your future. I'm excited about your future. Be blessed. Until then, keep becoming new.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new. days are over.